Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
They don't know you.
And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles, Los Angeles,
Los Angeles, Los Angeles,
Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles, we're back.
Los Angeles.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's 5:04 a.m. here on the West Coast. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa here on KFI AM 640 iHeartRadio. You know how to find us on social media, Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa and Twitter at @E_Espinosa. Well, I got to tell you, we have a lot to talk about today. And I'd love to say that I've got, you know, and I do have some funny stories to share with you down the road here, but we got to start with the dark and depressing news, and it really is incredibly upsetting because we were just talking about this with producer Brent, that ever since we started the show, we always want to start with something fun and uplifting, and it's just awful that every week something really awful happens somewhere in the United States, and since we started this show, we always have to talk about some type of massacre, some type of mass shooting in this country. Yeah, this country we call the first world, leaders of the free world, where apparently you can't just go and pray. You can't go worship in peace because somebody's going to break in and just open fire and start shooting for no reason. It's incredibly scary. You know what I'm talking about. 11 people killed in that Pittsburgh synagogue. The suspect, of course, was detained. He was shot. And he's in fair condition in the hospital. I always think about that. I'm that person, but I think about how awkward is that for the medical staff having to support this person. Can you imagine if it's a Jewish doctor or a Jewish nurse that has to attend to this guy? I mean, boy, God bless them. Better person than I probably am in that space. But this guy, I don't even think he's worth me saying his name, but I'll have to, I guess. Identified as Robert Bowers. He's 46, but boy, does he look older, by the way. You got to look at his picture. This guy is, yeah, he is not done. Looks terrible. But that's what hatred does to you. And I think it ages you. But this guy was armed with an AR-15 style assault rifle, had at least 3 handguns on him. Apparently, he had posted stuff on social media that was very anti-Semitic. So there was some signal. But when they went and talked to neighbors, neighbor said this guy was like the quiet loner that you don't really have any reason to get in his lane, right? Like you might say good morning or wave, but that's about it. And it's funny because, again, I've talked about this, but there's somebody in our neighborhood that is like that. And, oh, God, it makes me awkward. It just, it makes me think like, should I be knocking on his door and be like, hey, can I come in for coffee? Just so I can kind of size up the place, see if there's anything going on here. I mean, kid you not, but... But then again, that's, you know, everyone's entitled to be who they want to be, quiet, loner type or not, or a social butterfly. But in this case, this is a guy they said that, you know, neighbors thought, God, if he'd only had shown some type of sign, but that he really kept himself. So there was, you know, nothing really for them to go after, except for these posts that apparently, I guess he went on Gab. I don't think I've even been on there, but some type of site, right?
Yeah, it's more of a right-wing sort of Twitter site.
Oh, no wonder I don't know about it. Yeah, don't waste my time.
Yeah, you have Gab. You also have Vote, which sort of caters to the 4chan crowd where you can call people epithets and get away with it.
Oh, my God. It's just, it's so disgusting, you know. And I did watch the press conference when the public works director came out and he said, I've been doing this for a long time. I've seen plane crashes. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, it was a baby naming ceremony inside that synagogue. This guy just went in there, murdered 11 congregants, wounded 4 police officers and 2 others. And it's just heartbreaking that we can't seem to pull this together. And the truth is this, you know, what's happening in this country is really embarrassing, because I believe all the political divisiveness, like I said that, all the political rhetoric that is so filled with hate. I mean, talk about the dormant hatreds have reawakened. That's what's happening here. People feel like it's okay for you to look down upon a different group because of the color of their skin, because of who they worship to. And our political leaders, and I'm not just pointing at Trump, by the way, I'm pointing at everybody in on a that stage, if such a platform, to do something and stop, not just with the rhetoric, but I mean, truthfully, look, I'm not going to be the person to tell you guns are guns are our issue, and you know, the gun lobby and all that. That's part of it, though. But you can't sit there and say, well, it's a mental health issue. The problem is we need to do a better, you know, job with locking up people who are mentally unstable. Right. But the guy had no criminal background, like none. He was clean. So you don't know what the person's going to do the next day. You don't know what's going to set somebody off. Krista Allen is an actress here in town, actually a friend of mine, and she's a big soap opera person. You may have seen her on, I think it's General Hospital, whichever other shows. But she posted something, and it really spoke to me. It was a great little post there by a statement made by Mr. Rogers. She posted a picture. You know, you all remember Mr. Rogers? Yeah. We grew up with Mr. Rogers here in the States. He's a what would you say, producer Brent? Mr. Rogers was like the guy that, you know, told children's stories, and he just made you feel like everything was going to be okay.
Well, he was pretty much Jesus incarnate.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So the quote reads, he wrote, this is a post of something that Mr. Rogers said. When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. To this day, unfortunately, he's passed away, as you know, but he wrote, to this day, especially in times of disaster, I remember my mother's words, and I'm always comforted by realizing that there are still so many helpers, so many caring people in the world. That was Mr. Rogers. So she posted, all my love to Pittsburgh and to the Jewish community, which is, you know, a given. I said to one of my friends, who, by the way, her husband's from Pittsburgh, has family and friends there, and they're just they're devastated. The exact words she texts back to me. I said, honey, we are all Jewish today. I'm serious. We stand as one. Because when you cut somebody open, breaking news, it's the same thing, whether you're black, Asian, white, whatever you want to call yourself. It's the same thing. The veins, the aorta, the brain, you know, all of that works the same, folks. But, you know, she wrote, my friend wrote, as a country, we need to stand up to the gun lobby and to bigotry. And it's true that thoughts and prayers are beautiful, but action is what is urgent here. And action, I mean, the question is, what action is going to be passed the next time Congress is in session? What are they going to do? So this is important for the midterm elections. I mean, it takes me right down to November 6th. We've got to get out there and vote. What are we going to do to prevent yet another mass shooting of innocent Americans? So, as Krista put it, and I really wanted to, you know, give this a voice, shout out to all the helpers, as Mr. Rogers says, because they are out there. We are out there. So much love, all the love and prayers to those families. Their lives are just taken, and everything just changed in a matter of a second. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit also about the, Maxine Waters. She is a tough woman. Let's just put it this way. Representative Maxine Waters here from Southern California has made it clear to potential bombers and all the haters out there, she ain't scared, and I'll explain why. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary-Kate, how much have you missed me?
I missed you so much. Oh, it's a good morning.
It is, isn't it? I'm just kidding. Good to see you too, sweetie. Take it away.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even. Ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us.
Hey guys, good morning. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 519 a.m. here on the West Coast. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about here in Los Angeles, especially with those Dodgers, but I'm not going to talk about a sore subject right now just yet. Just want to make sure that you know that we are here for you also on social media. So Twitter at @E_Espinosa. Ruth, good morning. Ruth Ashley says you look terrific in your Dodgers garb. Go Dodgers, and we can still do it. Ruth, Denise Hummel on Twitter. I love you, and you're absolutely right. Bravo. Okay, so I'm not alone with that. We'll get into that in a little bit, but I want to talk about you've got mail. Well, not the kind of mail you're really looking for. Too soon. Yeah, okay. So what is wrong with this country? Lord, I mean, the Tree of Life synagogue shooting we're just talking about in Pittsburgh, 11 people murdered, cold blood, they're just trying to worship, and now this idiot, for lack of a better term on the radio, goes out and mails bombs to all our elected leaders, gets my colleagues at CNN evacuated. In fact, I love that one of my buddies, who is one of the senior producers on the morning show, posted a bunch of stuff on his Instagram, and he's like, "We will not be stopped." And like, you had like, you know, Harley Poppy, whatever, I forget her name, and some other guy like outside, like holding their phone and some contraption in another hand and some funky earpiece. And they're standing on the sidewalk in New York, and it looked pretty cold. And I thought, oh, you're a better journalist than I. I'd have been like, yeah, it's cold. Can we get into a car or something? I can't just stand out here and talk. But the male bomb suspect, of course, has now been charged with at least, what, 5 federal felonies. And he was identified on Friday because this whole thing started, remember, like on Wednesday? The governor of New York and, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. That's right, here in Los Angeles. Of course, the Clintons, the Obamas, billionaire George Soros, as you know, he's a big a Democratic donor. Robert De Niro, which I did not know. We all know he's the actor. I did not know that Robert De Niro actually banned President Trump from all of his restaurants. Did you hear about that? Yes. Apparently, Robert De Niro, who is a big-time entrepreneur, has access to all those. I mean, it's like sushi restaurants or something, right? He's like part owner of all these fancy restaurants. He has banned President Trump from them. So this guy was on his list. I mean, I love that it went from the Clintons to Robert De Niro and then back to, like, you know, Kamala Harris, congresswoman or senator, I should say, here in California. Anyway, this guy now faces up to 58 years in prison, and it looks like at least 13 devices have been recovered around the country. So I'm thinking this Caesar Sayoc character, who I thought, was busted in Florida. They picked him up in Florida in a white Dodge van covered with stickers. I mean, this guy is not well. Well, I thought this has got to be an elaborate scheme. Like, this guy must have like a really cool pad. He's got access to serious money. I mean, that takes a lot of work. I was just listening to an FBI agent talk about how it was so carefully crafted. It was incredible how this suspect or suspects, because they thought it was like a group of people, crafted and put everything together and sent out all this mail. Well, turns out, I mean, 14 pipe bombs. That's pretty impressive. 14 pipe bombs through U.S. mail. Again, to all these prominent Democrats around the country. And so you ask yourself, well, so who is this guy, Caesar? Well, I guess he was homeless. That's nice. He used to take a shower at the beach, like the little beach bathrooms down there in Florida. And then he'd go to the gym, and he would take a shower there as well. He's from Aventura, I guess Aventura, Florida. He's a bodybuilder who apparently worked as a male dancer for several years, and most recently as a pizza driver. We are screwed if that guy could mail 14 pipe bombs and get that far ahead. Oh my God, what is Al-Qaeda planning as we speak? Seriously, I mean, just keeping it real here, guys. Let's think about that for 1 second. I mean, this guy on his LinkedIn account described himself as a choreographer and booking agent for male strippers and burlesque shows. I can't, it sounds like a joke. I just can't. Who is this Caesar guy? My God, that is going to be the winning costume at the West Hollywood Halloween parade this Wednesday. I kid you not. Whoever shows up as this Caesar guy is going to take the prize in my book.
I saw a great one of Judge Kavanaugh with a beer stein on his head.
Oh, my God.
With the little beer hat.
Oh, my God. Judge Kavanaugh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, but speaking.
That's a winning one.
That is a good one, too. So Maxine Waters, as I said, you know, she is like, what, 80 years old? She's impressive. She is. I looked up her age. She's shooting. You know, she's firing back, and I love that. In a time where President Trump has gone after her personally as well, I love that she went on a local media outlet and made it very clear that. Listen to this. I ain't scared.
The president of the United States should take responsibility for the kind of violence that we're seeing, for the first time in different ways. I think the President of the United States has been dog whistling to his constituency, making them believe that their problems are caused by those people over there. And I think that they're acting out what they believe the President wants them to do and the way that he wants them to act. As a matter of fact, if you pay attention, or you paid attention to the President during his campaign, when he talked violence, he talked about beating up on people and taking them out on a stretcher, and even said he would pay their lawyer's fees to get them out. Just the other day, he was laughing and basically appreciating the fact that a member of Congress had slammed a journalist, and he mimicked and mocked the
slamming of that journalist.
And he, in his own way, really does do a lot to promote violence. Now they're trying to turn it on us. Just because the women were outside of the legislature when Kavanaugh was being considered for confirmation and they were opposing him, he turned it into their mob. That's that Democratic mob. But he's good at that. He is expert at lying and deceiving and, of course, encouraging people in his own way to be violent or to be racist or to be separatist. I think it's the worst thing that ever happened to us to have a president of this nature. And so this bombing and these packages that are being sent out, and you're right, one that evidently was directed to my office was intercepted by the post office, and we don't know what's in them. But I want to tell you, we must not be intimidated to the point where we stop advocating and protesting for justice. Of course, they would like to intimidate us. And of course, we must be wise. We must not be foolish and act in foolish ways. But we should never stop the struggle and the fight for justice and equality in this country. And so, I don't know whether the bombs are real or not, but we should not crawl under the bed, close the doors, not go out, be afraid to go to rallies, whatever. We have to keep doing what we're doing in order to make this country right. That's what I intend to do. And as the young people said, I ain't scared.
I love her. And you know what? That's exactly what also my friends, you know, who live in Israel and are Jewish and live here say. You can't be. You got to get right back up and keep going in the face of so much adversity. And we can't be scared, and we have to work together, because truthfully, if we really want the same things, and you know, we're on the same page, guys. None of this us versus them and we versus them and the mob. No. As Americans, we are Americans. I don't care what color you are. I don't care who you worship to. We're human beings. Just go. Let's go further. Let's go with that. All right. When I come back, we'll talk a little bit about Election Day. Also, Halloween's coming up. And I witnessed a crime this morning. Yep. I'm going to tease you with that. I witnessed a crime, and I'll have to share that with you in a little bit, okay? All right. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary-Kate, I know you're curious. I know.
I can't wait.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AM 640. iHeartRadio, my friends. We're going to get to those Dodgers in a second, but I want to pump you up, because guess what? You've got to start making plans right now, because I need you to vote. Please. No excuses. You know what? If it means that we start like a little caravan of like, I need a babysitter at this hour, I'll come over. I'll figure this out. I will watch your child. And now I don't promise
don't
your child
do that.
Will survive.
Don't do that.
But I will show up and watch your child. I will be your babysitter, but I need you to vote. And by the way, Metro is also showing their commitment. They have approved free rides on Election Day. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And I also don't want to hear, my vote doesn't count. It's just one vote. Yeah, okay. All right, when they strip your Social Security, Don't call me. Don't call the newsroom with a complaint, consumer complaint. I need some help. No, you didn't vote. So it's great. I love that they are offering free rides on all Metro buses, all Metro trains. Okay, the Metro chair and supervisor Sheila Kuehl says, quote, voting is one of the most important acts of civic engagement. Very, very true. And a lack of transportation, of course, should never stand between a voter and the polls. I have to tell you, and it's true, I think about this all the time. So when I traveled to Pakistan many moons ago, I remember like hearing stories about when people go out and vote, especially in Afghanistan when they first had their, you know, first alleged democratic election anyway. But people would go out of their ways. Like, it was such an experience. It was such a privilege. It was an honor. And so they would, you know, coordinate their entire week so that they could actually get to the polls. And here we just totally take it for granted. There's such voter apathy. No, you can't. You can't be bored and too busy that you can't just make time to go do it. And also, it's a reminder, if you have your absentee, send it in now. Fill it out. Don't be lazy. And I'm really talking to myself when I say that. Just fill it out and send it in. Mail it in. It's really easy. Give yourself 15 minutes. Just say, I'm going to take 15 minutes for this. All right, now I got to switch gears here briefly. And we're going to post this information because for the voting. So in case you have some more questions about it and where to go or if you have any other stuff, we'll post on our page here at KFIAM640.com. Oh, and by the way, California law allows time off to vote on Election Day. I don't know if you know this. So make sure that you, you know, you can show this to your employer. We're going to post that as well, right, Producer Brent, on our page. California law provides employees up to 2 hours off to vote if they do not have enough time to do so during non-work hours. Boom! Bam! That's from my buddy Alex Padilla. I can't believe he's our Secretary of State now. He's all grown up. That's so weird. Anyway, so let's say this. I've been a little depressed, not going to lie. I was so happy on Friday. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go Dodgers. Okay, Friday night, you know, we're down two games. Finally, the boys in blue come to Los Angeles, and we're thinking, man, we've got this. We've got this. And, you know, I went to cover the game for KTLA. So I'm out there at 33 Taps in Silver Lake with the fans. There's so much energy. It was fantastic. We're live at 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m. And then I'm like, okay, the game starts at 5 p.m. Well, you know, took off. I went down Sunset Boulevard, and I thought, well, I better get my Halloween costume. So I go to Hollywood. You know, that's a nightmare in itself on a Friday evening to just find parking. We went to Hollywood Toys and Costumes, I think is the name of the store, and really great people there. They were so sweet. So we finally find parking, my friend and I. We go inside. Oh, we ran into Shaun White. How cool is that? I got to post that selfie. Shaun White was in there as I walked in. And I love him with my friend from Ireland who's like, who? Who's that? He looked at him like, I don't, who's this dude? And I'm like, it's Shaun White. Oh, my God. Can you do a wheelie for me? Oh, no, that's a different sport. But, you know, he's a snowboarder. I mean, like, how many Olympic gold medals? I can't even count. But he's what a nice guy. Super, super sweet. So we took a picture. We chat with Shaun White. I buy my Halloween costume. My buddy buys his. We don't know what we're going to wear. We go to Los Burritos. We have dinner. And then we go home. And then we're, like, watching. Oh, the game is still on. Let's watch a little bit of the Dodgers. Right? And then it takes me forever to put on my 80s. Everybody thought I was Tina Turner, by the way. You have to look at the pictures on Instagram. It's hilarious. Or Pat Benatar. My wig. I mean, I have to put a wig, crazy makeup, leg warmers. I mean, the whole bit, right? And my friend is Hawkeye from the Avengers. So all this, we Uber to Palos Verdes, and the game is still going on. Like, are you kidding me? It is the, I want to at least have a drink and maybe get a little buzz. I can't. I am stressed out. My cortisol levels are all over the place. This is not good for my waistline. No, it's not good. So the next thing I know, it's midnight. And it's like, I'm sorry. Excuse me, sir. What? Which inning is this? He's like, this is like the 15th. I'm like, that's crazy. So we try to go into the Halloween party. We were at the Terranea Resort. And everybody kept leaving the Halloween party to go to the bar to watch the screens because everyone's in shock. Of course, it goes 18 innings. I mean, that was like, what, 7.5 hour show or so? I mean, show. It was a show. Game. And finally, of course, it was incredible. Muncy, right? Takes it home. It was an incredible score. So we're so happy. The Dodgers finally win their first game. You're thinking the momentum's back. And then there was yesterday.
me out to the ball game.
Come on, stay positive.
Take me out with the crowd.
Went downhill real quick. What the heck? So there again, I couldn't watch anymore. So I think it was the top of the ninth. And I mean, I literally was changing from into my costume because you had to go to another Halloween party. And I come out and I look at the screen and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. In one inning, they scored. The Boston Red Sox scored something like 5 runs. Who are these people? They need to be checked for steroids. They need to be checked for steroids. I don't believe it. Unbelievable. I mean, come on. It's like you got home court advantage. Hello. Did you not see Kobe Bryant screaming his lungs out right behind home plate? He's got his kids there. I mean, it was incredible. Every celebrity you can think of was there, right? And the fans, of course, you know, in the nosebleed section, God bless them. I mean, they're the ones that are like the true diehard, you know, bleed blue fans. And insane. Just insane, the love. They were leading at one point when Puig took it, you know, hit it out of the park, which I then had to post a picture of when I met Puig. It was very cool. I was like, oh, Puig, I love you. My cubanito, yo te quiero mucho. Dale Cuba, vamos. I was just so happy. I mean, the 27-year-old guy was killing it. And anyway, so it just felt like, the stadium felt like a roaring freight train, you know, and it was just like the energy was so great. And then the booze, the silence. And of course, now everybody's upset, including, oh my God, President Trump. Seriously, President Trump, seriously, keep your stuff out of this. He tweeted about this. He tweeted, and who threw shade at Dave Roberts, our, you know, coach, our manager, saying that he should not have pulled out Rich Hill, right, who is the pitcher, out of a one-hitter in the seventh inning to, then for us getting pummeled. But how crazy is that? Oh, my God.
So he's criticizing another brown sort of sports figure.
He is.
Do we have a pattern here,
sir? I think so.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just can't. And poor Dave Roberts. I mean, he's really getting pummeled right now. Everyone's upset at him, saying that he shouldn't have made that change. And, of course, you know, it comes back to what was the final score, which I hate to even try to look at right now. I think it's like 9-4, right?
9-6.
Okay, it was 9-6. That's right. So, of course, we are now, we've lost, we've only won one game. Lost 3 games. And they just need to win tonight, today. Right? What time's the game? Hector, you're a big Dodger fan, too. And, of course, I should know the answer to this.
I think it's around 5.
I think it is 5 today, right? Here, I'm going to Google it really fast. Today, the game. Okay, what time does it say? Game 5. Oh, yeah, 5:15. So it's at 5:15 p.m. I don't know, guys. What do we need here? What's it going to take? Do we lose all our momentum? I mean, there's an expression, but it kind of uses a bad word, but they got B-slapped, if you know what I'm saying. So how do you come back from that? I mean, I believe I am LA determined. You know, that's kind of the mantra with the little, you know, rally towels. I think the Dodgers can still pull this off, but they're going to have to show us. They're going to have to show Boston how it's done, meaning Boston was down. And they pulled that out of there. You know what? And they pulled it off. So guess what? We need to do the same. Let's go, Dodgers. All right. We come back. I will tell you what I teased you about a little bit ago, that I witnessed something. It was pretty horrific this morning. But we got through it. Kind of a stinky situation, if you know what I mean. Okay. All right. We come back. I'll share that with you. And, I'm going to read some of your tweets because I know a lot of you have a lot to say on Dodgers and you Red Sox fans. All right, fine. You deserve that win last night. That was pretty incredible. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate, tell me you're a Dodger fan.
Will you hold the line when every one of them is giving up and giving in? Tell me in this house of mine.
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Get your rally towel out. Come on. We're going to still cheer on our Dodgers. Our Doyers, the game is tonight. We're in the World Series. Okay, so we're down. We're down quite a bit. I've only lost one game. It was record-breaking, the longest game in World Series history. But you know what? We have to believe. You know, you got to be fans through and through. Boston Red Sox, you know, hats off to you guys. You've done an incredible job. But you know what? It ain't over till it's over, baby. That's right. So I want to tell you about something that I witnessed this morning.
So this morning, oh my gosh, driving into work. Remember I told you a little bit ago on the show that I witnessed a crime? I did. Well, that crime. All right. My buddy's here and he's also another witness. And well, you know, he's got a better accent than I do. He's from Ireland. So Martin, go ahead and tell everybody what happened. Go ahead. Please, to the microphone. What happened? Go ahead.
Elizabeth your words. Espinosa was witnessed killing a skunk.
No, the thing is, I'm driving, and the next thing I know, right, we, like, look up, and it was right there. And now the car smells like it, and it is the most awful thing ever. Oh, my God. We didn't mean to. We really didn't. It was just, all of a sudden, it popped. You know, it's been very foggy, too, these overnight hours. Anyway, really scary, and I'm sorry, Mr. Skunk. But we did throw some flowers or something out the window, like, you know, just like a some kind of an improper burial. Yeah, what are you going to do? By the way, I'm so happy to see a good friend here. Rocio Rivera in the newsroom.
Ding.
Girl, good to see you.
It's so good to see you, too.
I don't know if everyone knows here, but you guys have to watch Rocio. She is doing videos on Instagram at KFI AM640. And yes. She does the news and she does little videos because she is actually TV worthy. So look at her.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
She doesn't just have a
likewise voice. Coming from the beautiful TV reporter.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Elizabeth Espinosa. I know. I miss you so much.
I miss you more. And I will tell you what, we need to watch this Dodger game tonight and just root our guys on.
Oh, yes. They need all the luck they can get.
I know.
I'm so sad last night.
I know. I think everybody was like, wah, wah, wah. They're going to our Saturday night partying. Just kind of killed it, the mojo. But you know what? It's okay. We must lose to savor victory. Oh, do you like that? Was that good? That was deep? You feel better about yourself? No. But oh well. Rocio, we're hanging out. So good to see you.
So good to see you too.
All right. So you know what? Let's go on to the calendar section. Oh, very excited for you because I've got a special treat for you. Cynthia Fuentes, the assistant director of marketing for the LA Philharmonic. Funny enough, good morning, Cynthia. I have to tell you, my girlfriend Jeanette and her boyfriend Mark just went to the LA Phil last night, and they loved it.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I see you're just waking up. It's okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm just kidding. I am well. Tell me about your amazing event here coming up, the All Access, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm so glad that they went to the LA Phil yesterday, but next weekend we have a great event happening. It's called Grand Avenue Arts All Access, and it's actually a collaboration with all the different arts organizations on that Grand Avenue corridor. So that includes the LA Phil, the Colburn School of Music, the Broad Music Center, MoCA, all the way down to the public library, and it's an event that's open to the public from 11 a.m. to about 4 p.m.
And so you're shutting down those streets, right?
Yeah, we're not shutting down the streets, but people are able to kind of walk up and down the street, and so the all the different locations will be marked by balloons. And so the really exciting thing is that it's completely free, and it's intended to be a little bit of a taste. Very similar to the way that, you know, a lot of these different cities will do, like, the taste of food, but it's like the taste of the art. So you'll be able to experience different activities, including, you know, the LA Phil itself. We have a family activity that people love, which is called the Instrument Petting Zoo. And so the idea is that we bring out the violins and we bring out our percussion pieces, and we invite anybody from, you know, a 2-year-old kid to a 75-year-old person.
That's awesome.
Pick up the violin, exactly, awesome. And just play with it.
All right. Well, we're going to make sure everybody gets involved. KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday, Elizabeth Espinosa. Grand Avenue Arts All Access. It's happening Saturday, November 3rd, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Cynthia Fuentes, Assistant Director of Marketing for the LA Phil. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Now, thank you so much.
Back to sleepy. All right. Good morning and welcome to Joshua Koppel. I hope I'm saying that right. Owner of Prue and Proper for the Big Lebowski Brunch. Tell me about this, Josh.
So we are huge fans of the movie The Big Lebowski and of Halloween. So it seemed like a seamless transition.
Okay.
So we will be pounding frozen white Russians all day.
Nice.
Good burgers.
Today. Joshua.
Oh, yeah, today, starting at noon, 12
Whoa, Joshua, what's going on, man? Are you still calling me from the club, or what's happening? You sound like...
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
We hear you. We hear you. Okay, so then where do we go?
So you're going to go to Pru and Proper. We're located in downtown Los Angeles, 840 South Spring.
840 South Spring. And what kind of food is this?
So we do Southern food, but this is going to be a Southern twist on food. The entire menu was designed around the dialogue in the movie. So we had dishes like one hell of a Caucasian, and those are good burgers, and I can get you a toe, crispy big trotter po' boys.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Joshua, where are you from originally?
I'm from Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. I would have never guessed with that accent of yours. Just kidding. I do love. Hey, are you dressing up for Halloween?
I am. I'm going as the stranger from The Big Lebowski.
Oh, very cool. All right. Well, listen, good luck trick-or-treating. Have some fun. We'll see you out there at the brunch.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Of course. And so, okay, remember, if you want more information on this, we've got you on our page, KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday. We should actually mention, too, that we'll probably be here. Our newsroom's got you covered. I believe there is a press briefing coming up on the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting massacre, and there is an update from authorities. So we will bring that to you as soon as we receive information. But again, our I know it's cliche, but truthfully, our love, our prayers are with all of the victims, everyone affected. And truthfully, you don't even, I believe, have to know someone directly, in that massacre. Just think about all the other shootings that have happened, mass shootings in this country. And every time you hear about something similar, you just must immediately get PTSD because you've already gone through that. You know what those people are going through because unfortunately, we have so much history with mass shootings in this country. So let's really take a moment and be good to each other, love each other, help each other. So important. It's Halloween this week. I know the kids are going to be out. Let's find joy in everything and try to, build each other up and not destroy one another. I think that's so important. So again, as soon as that press conference happens, we're going to bring that to you live. That is the latest, my friends. I hope you have an incredible week, whether it's at the brunch or the West Hollywood Halloween costume parade. I'm going to be out there. Be good. Love you guys. Yeah. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.